Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation and notes from Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are here in Chapter 4, Paragraph 20, Perek Dalad Mishnah Chaf. Whereas yesterday was a very long commentary, today is nice and succinct. Awesome Mishnahs, always terrific Mishnahs here in Pirkei Avos, talking about something that we all could try to do a little better and a little more. Rabbi Masya ben Charash Omer, Rabbi Masya ben Charash says, Hevi makti mishlom kol adam, initiate a greeting to every single person, everyone you meet, and that's not just your friends, every single person, whether it be your mailman or the garbage man, or whether it be the barista or the Amazon customer service person you talk to, whether it be the crossing guard, the security agent, the school safety agent, anyone you meet, you should initiate a greeting. Hi, how are you today? What's your name? How are you doing? Do you know that you can get much more accomplished with sweetness and niceness than anything else? I've actually been told by Amazon customer service, oh, it was so nice talking to you. Thank you for asking me about my day. Nobody ever asks me about my day. You really could accomplish much more with honey than you could with vinegar. So use the words, be a good initiator, initiate, and be the first one to initiate, be the one to reach out, and don't wait for other people. You be the one to reach out. Be that person to have those greetings, to have a smile on your face and a pleasant demeanor, as Pirkei Avos teaches elsewhere as well. Have a zan of la'arayot, and be a tail to lions instead of to being ve'altehi rosh l'shu'olim. Do not be a head to foxes, meaning don't congregate with the fools. Don't congregate with people who waste time and talk about narishkeit and nonsense. Rather be the least learned in the room amongst Torah scholars, among chachamim, among zekenim, among sages, than to be the head of those foolish people who waste time and talk about nothingness. So initiate a greeting. It's very easy to always say please and thank you, be involved in Derech Eretz, always talk to people, always be the first one to extend a greeting, to extend a hello. Hello, how are you today? Whether a Jew or non-Jew, whether someone of your faith or not, whoever is involved in this world, be able to talk to them in a nice way, talk to them in a proper way, and extend yourself to them. Be the first one. There was a sage in the Talmud who always would be the first one to initiate a greeting to everyone he met. One time he didn't do it, and he felt bad, and then he started to be as best as he could to always do it. Shalom Aleichem, Reb Yid. How are you doing? What's up today? How are you doing? What's going on? Make sure to initiate that greeting. Be the one involved in the greeting, and be involved in good gatherings and Torah gatherings with sages. Have your house be a house meeting for sages, as Pirkei Avos says elsewhere. Don't be a house where people gather to play video games or watch movies. Let it be a house where you gather together for Torah, for Chesed, for Tzedakah, for Shidduchim, or the like. Make your house full of Torah endeavors. The Sforno points out, when you meet individuals with whom you would not associate, be it as their head or their tail, their leader or their follower, nevertheless, do not desist from initiating a greeting to them as a gesture of humility. Be a tail rather than a head. You should be willing to be a tail to lions, for by associating with them, you will increase your worth and also become a lion. As it is written, Holech es chachamim yachcham. He that walks with wise men shall be wise. And that comes from Mishle, it comes from Proverbs. But do not be a head to foxes, for though you will use your talents to bring illumination to them, but you will not grow, perhaps you will even retrogress, as it is written, Veroa kisilim yoroa, a companion of fools suffers from them. We want to make sure to be involved in good things. Initiate a greeting. The Sforno links the notes, point out the beginning and end of our Mishnah, as his is wont, for he feels that there must be continuity in the words of Atana. It would seem there is no connection between the opening remarks of Rabbi Masi, initiate a greeting to every person, and the balance of the Mishnah, be a tail to lions rather than a head to foxes. The Sforno explains the Tana is urging us to initiate a greeting to every person, even if we have no association with them, and even if they belong to that stratum of society which is compared to foxes, such as inferior and unsavory individuals. Nonetheless, he tells us not to shun and ignore them, but to be cordial and even to take the initiative in greeting them. Whoever you talk to, anyone you talk to, anyone you're involved with, you initiate the greeting. Hi, how are you? What's your name? Asking the name makes it more human of an experience. The Sforno's commentary on the second teaching of Rav Masya is most instructive and decisive. A person must be willing to play a secondary role in the company of superiors, for it will have a positive and salutary effect on him. On the other hand, he should avoid the company of unsavory and inferior people, for even though one may rationalize that by associating with them he will have a positive influence upon them, this is not so, for he will lose more than he will gain. We want to make sure to be involved in good things. We want to make sure that we're involved in good endeavors. We want to make sure that our surroundings are good and our surroundings are pure. We want to do the things that allow us to be involved in good things. We want to make sure that we are involved in Torah things, in a Torah environment. Better to be a tail to the lion than to be a head to the fox. And make sure to initiate a greeting. Simple advice, good advice from Pirkei Avos, stuff that we could do in our own life. Whenever talking to people, involving with people, make sure to have that smile, to be positive and optimistic and joyous, especially for those of us who are kippah on our heads or sheitel on the head. For the female gender, we have to make sure, as we are representatives of Hashem, to be mekana Hashem Shemaim, to sanctify God's name with everyone we interact with, everyone we talk with. Make sure to make that good influence, initiate that greeting, and whoever we're involved with, make sure it is involved in a Torah way, and try to attach ourselves to the superior sages to glean from them instead of to be involved in discussions of Narshkeit with the foxes. Join us next time here on the TTPA as we talk about the corridor, a really famous Mishnah about this world versus the next world, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.